成熟了以后怎么了？他把我们割起来，放在他的家里。他的家在天上。你把这些麦子放在天上，这什么？这就是圣经的 rapture 被提。所以我们讲教会被提，圣徒被提，我们真的面红耳赤。到底我们什么时候被提？你忘记了，被提和成熟发生关系。你明白吗？如果你明白为什么被提，为什么收割，因为神把我们放在这个世界上嘛。我们是寄居的弟兄姊妹，我们越来越离开地。那些树是扎根在地上的，我们不像以色列人，他们的祝福是地上的。所以你千万不要和他们做生意。你和他们做生意的话，你口袋钱都跑他口袋里，因为神把地上的祝福给他们。所以你懂吗？不要忘记，他们像树一样，根很深的，但是不，你越成熟，麦子越成熟，它的根越来越松了，所以一下子就被提了。你看见吗？今天很多人呢，他们说主快回来了，他们银行里还存了很多很多的钱，等着要被提的时候，你看这个世界吸引太大了，你搬也搬不动的。所以谁最容易被提呢？他在地上没有根的，他的储蓄财宝在天上的，所以他最容易被提。现在教会被提和国度发生关系。弟兄姊妹，今天主把我们放在这个地上，让我们继续在这个地上。这个地要我们成熟的，逼迫叫我们成熟，苦难叫我们成熟。你越成熟越谦卑，向着天越是向着天的，一面你越是离开地的。然后弟兄姊妹，我们一下就被提了。所以到了末日的时候，你看一收割，你看见吗？收割什么意思？就把这些麦子放在仓里面。这就是说教会被提来说，所以这给我们看见。现在我们所在的时候，就在我们主第一次跟第二次中间的时候，我们在世界上，我们虽然受苦，在地好像在天一样。你慢慢成熟了，结果一成熟，主就把我们收割了，我们就被提了。所以国度跟被提是紧紧相连的。好了，等到末时的时候，等到末日的时候，那么天国像什么呢？你看见吗？天国今天是隐藏的国。今天有天国的外表，包括天主教什么通通在里面，有的得救，有的没有得救，但是就得救是麦子的。所以我们看见今天神的国和天国很大很大的。这些不信的人他们懂得，以为这样。所以宾拉登就说，他说欧盟啊，这些国家他们是基督教的国家，能够联合起来。为什么我们回教徒不能联合起来呢？为什么我们不能回到过去的奥斯曼大帝国呢？这是宾拉登的梦，这也是今天很多回教徒的梦。但在他们的感觉里面，这些基督教国家他们统统联合在一起了。弟兄姊妹，他们不知道在欧盟里面好多的国家根本不信神了，道德非常非常的败坏。但是为什么？
Why?
连不懂的人他们说，你看是基督教的国家。美国也是一样啊，这都是基督教的国家。这什么？ 这是天国的外表。
And that represents the outward appearance.
所以请记得，在今天来讲，天国有外表的，有实际的。
That we know that today the kingdom of heaven they have outward appearance and they have some.
那天国的实际在哪里呢？
Where is the practicality of the kingdom?
天国的实际是在教会里面。
And that practicality is in the church.
所以就是实际来说，
and according to the practicality,
天国跟教会是 overlapped。
And we know that
是重叠的
they are all overlapped.
但是不要忘记
Let's not forget.
天国比教会大多
And we know the kingdom of heaven is larger than
它包括了教会的实际
It embraces the practicality of the church
也包括了教会的外表
It also encompasses the outward appearance
包括了整个的基督教
encompasses the entire Christianity
有的连异端通通在里面
Even if the cults are all included
所以请我们记得
Let's remember
这个是天国的外表
And that only refers to the outward appearance Of the kingdom,
但是感谢主
the
神的旨意他不会放松
的 not,
他让麦子在田里面长
It allowed the wheat to be grown into the field.
然后麦子常常逼迫麦子
And we know the cows always persecute the wheat.
许多属灵的假冒常常逼迫那些属灵的实际
You know, the hypocrites, all the unbelievers always persecute the Christians.
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
你看见说有一天我们最大的盼望是什么
One day, what is our greatest expectation?
借着这些苦难被人弃绝
that we are
被人误会
we are
我们就长大了越来向世界 越松
we are away and loser,
越来越向着天来长
we are more and more growing towards the,
到时候
when the time comes,
我们的主就把我们收到他的家里
when the time comes, the Lord will harvest us and put it into his house
弟兄姊妹他要把我们提走
that we will be raptured,
他要把我们接
走 will be lifted up, will be
他说我去是为你们预备地方
that he has gone to prepare a place for us
你们在世界上有苦难
you have persecution on this earth,
但是在我里面有平安
but in me you have peace
到时候主要擦干我们所有的眼泪
At that time, the Lord is going to wipe away all our tears.
这是第二个比喻
This is the second parable.
但是不要忘记第二个比喻不光讲今天
Not only confined to the present
不光讲主耶稣第一次来到主耶稣第二次
Not only talking about the first coming of the Lord Jesus and the second coming
也告诉我主耶稣第二次来以后
It's talking about what happens after his second coming
会什么情形呢
What will happen
那天国是怎么样子的呢
And how does the kingdom look
啊，这里若读这段就清楚了
And if you read this portion, you understand
原来天国有两部分
And we know that the kingdom of heaven is divided into two portions
Two compartments
Two compartments
一个是 heavenly compartment
Two compartments One is heavenly compartment
一个是 earthly compartment 一个是天上的一个地上的
One belongs to heaven One belongs to earth
弟兄姊妹现在你懂吗
So can you understand
那些 dispensation 的弟兄姊妹
And so brothers belong to this
他们只看见地上的
What they see What they have seen is only on earth
那些改革都是弟兄姊妹
The reformists
他们是看见天上的他们是要属灵的弟兄姊妹这里主告诉我们说什么是天国呢天国有属天的部分有属地的部分属地的部分叫做人子的国所以天上的还有属天的部分所以弟兄姊妹这是非常重要的讲到千年国的时候
Talk about the many things.
那主耶稣告诉我们天国怎么回事
And what is the entire kingdom of heaven?
但人子的国
But as the sons of the kingdom
为什么地上的国呢
Why that it belongs to the earth?
因为你读到大以理书第七章的时候
And so when you read Daniel chapter 7
那你就发现有四只兽
And that there will be four beasts
那有狮子有熊然后有豹还有不知名的兽
No, that we have the lions, the leopards, the bears and the unknown beasts
这就是世界那个四个帝国
And that refers to the four different empires
结果第五个国啊
And the fifth kingdom
是一个人子的国
And talk about it belongs to the sons of man
人子要得着他的国
Because the sons of man is going to receive his kingdom
这个世界表面上来很辉煌
And we know that for the kingdom of outwardly they are very
但是里面的性质是 bestial 的，是像野兽一样的。
But the inner character is just like a beast.
他们讲 human rights， 他们讲人权。
They emphasize on the human rights.
但在台面底下不是这么一回事。
When they are downstage, it's a different story.
所以等到主耶稣来到地上
，the Lord comes，
建立他的国度的时候
，when he establishes his kingdom，
那个就是真的像人了。
And that is just like real.
人才真的做人了。
And man, human becomes.
人权可以抬头了。
That we, the human rights will be lifted.
女权可以抬头了。
Even the female rights will also be lifted up.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？ 这就是仁慈的国。
And that is the kingdom of the
Father. 这个国就是公义的国。
And that is the kingdom of righteousness.
那第二章是金银铜铁。
And the second part is the gold, the silver.
第七章是七只兽。
And then we know the four different beasts.
第五个国是石头，把它石头变成了国。
And so the fifth kingdom is the stone that destroys the smash.
第七章是讲的仁慈的国。
And the seventh talk about the kingdom of the Son.
所以仁慈的国就是天国。
And you know the king of the Son of Man is talking.
因为这个石头要充满这个天下。
Because this earth, this stone is going to fill the whole earth.
所以证明说，将来在千禧年的时候。
And so you have proven that during when the millennium time.
石头要充满这个地下。
And that this stone is going to fill the whole earth.
基督要充满全世界。
And Christ is going to fill the entire earth.
世上的国要成为我主和我主基督的国。
And the entire kingdom of earth is going to belong to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看神要从撒旦手里拿回那些失去的。
Lord is going to reclaim all the lands that have lost into the hands.
那到那个时候，
time,
这个国就是仁慈的国。
And that kingdom will be the kingdom.
也就是施洗约翰所看见那个国。
And that kingdom is what John the Baptist has seen.
弟兄姊妹，你们是有福了。
Blessed are you.
为什么？
Why?
施洗约翰只看见地面。
Because John the Baptist only seen what's on earth.
所以仁慈的国。
And so the kingdom of heaven.
我们都知道那个仁慈指的弥赛亚。
And we know the Son of Man refers to the Messiah.
你问所有的拉比，所有的犹太人。
You are to ask all the rabbis.
他们等候弥赛亚。
They will all anticipate
the Messiah. 弥赛亚就是 the Son of Man.
And we know the Messiah refers to the Son of Man.
所以人子降临的是人子，这个人子来到地上的时候。
So when the Son of Man comes, he sends.
他有一个国度叫做人子的国。
And they have the kingdom, and the kingdom refers to the Son of the kingdom.
请记得。
Let's remember this.
对于犹太人
，to the Jewish,
他们只看见天国。地上的部分。
They only see the early part of the heavenly kingdom.
大卫和那些跟随他的人。
And so David and those followers.
他们所强调的也是地上那些。
What they emphasize is only the portions of the earth.
那当然了，太政治性了嘛。
Of course, it's too political.
它太犹太色彩了。
It's full of many.
那主今天拯救我们。
And the Lord redeemed.
主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
他把我们放在什么地方？
Where did he place? What does where did he place?
为什么主说你们要进天国呢？
Why the Lord say you have to enter into the kingdom?
啊，现在你明白了。
Now we understand.
天国有两部分，两个 compartment.
And we know that now the kingdom of heaven are two compartments.
地上的。
They have the earth.
地上那一部分。
And the portion.
就是但以理所启示的。
And that is the revelation of Daniel.
就是施洗约翰所明白的。
What John the Baptist announced.
就是旧约的先知和义人他们所领会的。
Understanding of those prophets that I understood.
但我们的眼睛是有福的。
But blessed our eyes.
是主给我们看见还有天上的。
The Lord has revealed to us that we are very see the portion.
那是属灵的。你看见了那个国是什么国呢？
And what is this kingdom?
你看他怎么形容？
How did he describe that?
第41节是弥赛亚国。
41 refers to the kingdom of the Messiah.
就是天国的属地的部分。
And that is the portion belongs to the earth.
这个就是施洗约翰他所明白的部分。
And that is what John the Baptist has comprehended.
但是43节。
Verse 43.
那时，义人在他们父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样。
Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their father.
那请记得。这义人要发出光像太阳一样。
And the righteous, they will shine like the sun, shine forth like the sun.
太阳在哪里？
Where is the sun?
太阳当然在天上。
Of course, the sun is in heaven.
所以这些好像星星一样，神把他们放在天上。
And so they are just as stars, God has placed them into heaven.
所以这些人是属天的。
And so these people belong to the heaven.
这些义人，他们是被摆列在天上。
And these righteous, they are being all been put in
heaven. 和基督一同发光的。
And they are together, they shine with Christ.
基督是太阳。
And Christ is the sun.
他在天上发光的。
And then he shines from heaven.
这些义人呢？
These righteous
是和他一同在天上发光的。
Together where you see in heaven.
那是义人是谁呢？
Who are these righteous?
当然是因信称义的义人了。
Those who are justified by faith.
这是第一点。
The first part.
第二点。
The second.
主这么说。
What did the Lord say?
你们如果要进天国的话。
If you want to enter into the kingdom.
你们的义要胜过文士和法利赛人。
And that your righteous will over exceedingly over the Pharisee and the scribe.
那什么叫做文士和法利赛人？
What are the righteousness of the Pharisee and the scribe?
你知道有人，你犹太人有一句话。
There is one thing by the Jewish.
如果犹太人里面呢,
within the Jewish,
只有两个人上天堂的话,
if there are only two who have gone to heaven,
一个是文士, 一个是法利赛人,
and we know that two of them, one will be a Pharisee and one will be a Pharisee,
一个是给律法, 解释律法的,
and one that explained the law,
一个是遵守文士所解释的律法,
one is to keep what the Pharisee has
has 谁能够进入永生?
Who can enter into eternity?
谁能够进到千禧年去?
Who can enter into this millennium?
岂不是那些遵行律法的人吗?
And those who obey the law.
他们的义什么义?
What is their righteousness?
是律法的义.
They are the righteousness of
God. 很多人失败了.
Many failed.
但是文士法利赛人没有失败。
Pharisees and scribes, they did not fail.
他们的义是文士法利赛人的义。
Because their righteousness is only under the Pharisees.
文士和法利赛人的义。
The righteousness of the Pharisees.
是让他们配得进入永生的。
To enable them to enter into eternity.
他们得以进入人子的国。
They only be able to enter into the sons of
God. 谁是这么说?
What did the Lord say?
你们的义要胜过文士和法利赛人。
Our righteousness has to far exceed the Pharisees and the scribes.
就要告诉你不可以犯奸淫。
We know that in the Old Testament you shall not commit adultery.
但是主告诉我们连动念头都不可以。
The Lord tells us not even to have
文士和法利赛人意是什么?
What is the righteousness of the
不杀人就可以。
And if you do not kill,
没有外面的行为就可以。
And if you do not have outward appearance,
主的话说你们恨人的就是杀人的。
The Lord tells us if you hate a person, you have already committed.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你明白吗?
Can you understand?
天上那个国度的部分,
and you know the portion, the kingdom of heaven, the portion,
是谁进去的?
Who can enter?
一人进去,
only the righteous.
第一,
the first,
他们穿上了基督做他们的衣袍。
Because they have the robe. The righteousness of Christ.
因着基督在神面前称义了。
And because that Christ has become righteous before God.
但是不止如此。
Not only that.
你读到使徒行传, 你读到启示录19章的时候,
and if you were to read Revelation chapter 19,
衣服装是整齐的。
And we know that the bright that they is in the
他们穿上光明洁白的衣服, 细马的衣服,
they are in the in the bright cloth.
就是圣徒的义。
And that is the righteousness of the saints.
就是门徒的义。
And that is the righteousness.
是圣灵工作的结果。
And that is the result of the
圣灵一针一线的把那个衣服把它刺绣好。
And the Holy Spirit has through the needles, the thread and needles, that to compile and finish the clothes.
这就是这里的义呢。
And that is what refers to
弟兄弟, 你有没有一心称义呢?
Are we justified by faith?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你就是进天国, 就进到这个天国里面的。
You can enter into this kingdom.
但是不是如此。
Not only that.
这个义也是圣徒的义。
And this right, this righteousness is the righteousness of
the Lord. 而这个国是为了我们预备的。
And this kingdom is prepared for us.
所以这个很清楚了。
It's very clear.
义地称义的人,
and those are justified by God.
他们有一个义,
they have this
是圣灵在他们身上工作的结果。
And that is the result of the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
现在他们能发光,
now they can be able to shine,
像太阳发光一样,
they're able to shine forth by the sun.
太阳的荣耀,
so they have the glorious sun.
这是他们的荣耀,
and the glory of the sun.
他们磨成神儿子的形象,
now they have the image of the Son of Man.
你明白吗? 现在很清楚了, 他们成熟了。
Now they have matured.
所以呢, 你看, 因着成熟的缘故,
and because of the maturity,
他们被摆列在天上,
they have been displayed in heaven.
所以这个国是什么国呢?
And what is this kingdom?
他的这个国啊, 是义人父的国。
And that is the kingdom of their father.
这个国是属于 这些义人的父亲的,
and this kingdom belongs to the father of this righteousness.
是什么意思?
What does it mean?
这些义人都有父亲的生命,
because all these righteous people have the life of the father.
这个国是属于他们父亲的,
because this kingdom belongs to his heavenly father.
换一句话说,
in other words,
他们是这个国里面的百姓,
they are the peasants of this kingdom.
但是和所有的国不一样,
it's different from other nations.
人子的国,
it's not the sons of the kingdom.
百姓跟君王的关系,
and they only have the relationship between the emperor and the peasants.
是君臣的关系,
and there is between the king and the peasants,
and the subjects,
the subject.
这是这个关系,
and that is their relationship.
但这个国不一样,
but this kingdom is different.
这个国告诉我们说,
this kingdom tells us,
这些义人都有父的生命,
because they have the life of the father.
这父当然指 你明白吗? 这些义人都有父神的生命。 换一句话说, 这些的百姓跟他们的君王, 他们的关系不是君臣的关系，他们是父子的关系。所有的百姓都有同样的生命。弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？这个当然是属灵的国度。你重生了，当然你在这国度里面。现在你顺服父神的旨意，不是因为你是他的 subject， 你要纳税。你如果不做什么，你就很危险。不，弟兄姊妹，因为你爱父的缘故，你顺服父神的旨意，你明白吗？是这样的一个国度，当然是属天的国度。今天当然它和教会是重叠的。教会怎么是天国呢？弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都有父王的生命，但是感谢主，这个国是谁的国度呢？是天上父神的国度。
And this is the kingdom of the Heavenly Father.
所以现在你懂吗？
And so we understand.
现在主耶稣叫我们怎么祷告呢？
And how do we pray?
我们在天上的父。
Our Father who is in heaven.
那很重要，不是 Heavenly Father。是什么呢？不是属天的父，乃是天上的父。
That is Father in heaven.
就好像但以理书说天上的神一样。
Talk about the God in heaven.
所以我们的天上的父。
And so the Father in heaven.
愿你的国降临。
May thy kingdom come.
你的国是什么国？
What is your kingdom?
你的国就这里所说的国。
And that is the kingdom referred to.
等到他的国降临的时候。
And when the kingdom comes,
地上的国就变成人子的国了。
No, the kingdoms on the nations become.
但是不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
这个时候天上的国。
And the kings of heaven.
变成我们的家。
And that becomes our home.
地上的国。
The
就变成我们办公的地方。
And that is our office.
所以到了千禧年的时候，
And then when we enter into the millennium,
我们的家在天上。
Our home is in heaven.
我们如果一子一主一同做王的话，
If we reign with our God,
我们做王的地方是在地上。
And that where we reign will be on earth.
弟兄姊妹，明白吗？
Can you understand?
那是我们工作的地方。
And that is where we work.
千禧年的时候，我们因为与主一同发光，所以我们可以一同主主一同做王，在天上，这是我们的家。因着我们的生命，我们与主一同做王。但是我们在地上呢，因为我们要与主一同做王，所以那是我们办公的地方。那个时候呢，你 commuting， 你不要怕 commuting。你这个坐车子通行，不要怕通行，因为你已经有复活的身体了。
Because you have the resurrected life.
所以你按你的 button 就到了地上去了。
And so once you press the button, you'll come from heaven to earth.
所以请记得，这就是那千禧年。
And that is the millennium.
我们工作的范围在地上。
And the area of our work is on earth.
但是我们的家是在天上。
But our home is in heaven.
我们与主一同做光。
We reign together with God.
与神一同做宴席。
We have died together with.
但是一千年之久。
But that is 1,000 years.
这就是属天的部分。
And that belongs to portions of.
这就是我们所说的天国。
And that is what we refer to.
所以你怎么来定给天国下定义呢？
And so how do we define the kingdom of heaven?
我们在天上的父。
Our Father who are.
愿你的国降临。
May thy kingdom come.
请记得。
Let's remember.
对于犹太人来说。
To the Jewish people.
天上的国要另立一个国。
Because the kingdom of heaven is going to establish.
那天上的神。
And that is the king.
对我们来讲是天上的父。
Oh, that to us refers to the Father in heaven.
天上的国。
And the kingdom.
在地上所建立的国。
Whatever is established on earth.
是弥赛亚国。
And that is the Messiah.
是人子的国。
And that is the son of God.
是千禧年属地的部分。但是呢，我们在天上。
But we are in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们是在天上的父。
And so we say, our Father who are in heaven.
用你的国降临。
That my may thy kingdom come.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers,
这个国是父的国。
And so this kingdom belongs to the heaven.
我们这个义人在那祷告。
That we righteous people are praying.
主教我们祷告。
Lord, the Father.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father who are in
heaven. 愿你的国降临。
May thy kingdom come.
这叫做天国。
And that is the heavenly kingdom.
弟兄姊妹， 最主要的是 天上的国。
And most important thing is the kingdom.
但是等到这个国降临的时候。
And when the kingdom descends.
我们若与他一同受苦。
And so if you are to persecute.
我们就和他一同作王。
That we will be able to reign.
我们的主要在耶路撒冷作王。
And because our God is going to reign.
我们要和他一同作王。
We are going to reign. 这
是自己说的。
And that is what the Lord says.
那么有的人管五座城。
And those who govern five cities.
有的人管十座城。
And they govern ten cities.
所以那个国度。
And that kingdom.
就是天，就是整个的天国。
And that is the entire kingdom.
所以现在很清楚了，弟兄姊
妹。
当你来看将来的天国的时候。
And so we look into the kingdom in future.
不光是犹太人的。
Not only the Jewish.
不光政治性的。
Not only political.
很多人误会了。
Many people misunderstood.
他们只看见一部分。
They only see one part.
我们是有福的。
Blessed are
the. 都这么说。
What did the Lord say?
那个天国本来就是包括两部分的。
Because the kingdom is composed of two different components.
这就为什么主教导我们怎么教导我们怎么祷告？原来主教导我们的主导文呢？在希伯来的结构。
And so in the structure of the Hebrews,
因为我们的主是用希伯来话来讲。
Because it is of God said in the Hebrews.
那根据希伯来话的结构，那一段是诗的。
You know that structure is actually a psalm.
你知道中国人的诗啊是文字上的押韵。
And we know that for the Chinese, the poem is a beautiful, the
beautiful. 比如说这个不要翻了，什么窗前明月光，疑是地上霜。那你知道这是文字的押韵，这是文字的押韵。
This is the sound of.
所以你不懂的中文，你就不懂的诗了。
So you don't know Chinese, you don't know about poem.
但希伯来诗不是这样。
But different in Hebrew.
你不懂的希伯来文，你也懂他的诗。
But if you do not know Hebrew, but you know Psalm.
因为希伯来的诗啊，它是思想上的押韵。
Because that you know the Psalm that is the Hebrews the Psalm will be able to get it from the.
比方说，秋天诉说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
You know that Henry will be able to declare his glory.
所以你看，这两句话是诗。
And we know that there are two times.
诸天跟穹苍是相对的。
We know that the kingdom, the heavens and.
诉说跟传扬是相对的。
That they give ascribe and they.
荣耀跟手段是相对的。
We know that glory and what has been demonstrated.
这是诗，你看见吗？
So this poem.
有点像中国的对联一样。
And we know that this is just like the poem.
所以这个是思想上的对应。
And we know that this is complement in the.
我们不懂得。
If you don't understand,
但是因为诗的结构，我们就知道彼此解释。
And because we know the structure, we will be able to explain the point.
好，就像我们祷告。
And so the Lord,
我们在天上的父。
Our Father who art in heaven.
愿你的国降临。
May thy kingdom.
然后再读下去。
Let's continue.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你的旨意和你的国连在一起。
The will and your kingdom are ours.
你能不能掌权？
Whether you can reign,
就看你的旨意能不能同行。
Whether they can go together.
那么神的旨意在天上没有难处的。
There is no problem for the will of God in heaven.
属天的国，
whatever belongs,
神的旨意没有难处的。
There is no difficulty.
但是为什么你的国要降临呢？
But why that your kingdom comes?
因为只有你国降临的时候，
only when your kingdom comes,
不光天上的旨意能够同行，
not only the will in heaven be able,
在地上你的旨意也能够同行。如果你的国降临的话，天上的旨意能够通行，地上的旨意能够通行，那就是人子的国。天上神的旨意能够通行，那就是义人的父的国。我们能够与神一同住，因为我们被洗的缘故。弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？我们能和主一同坐在天上，变成我们的家，我们像太阳一样被列在空中，他如何我们也如何，我们能与他一同发光，叫人看见基督的荣耀和他的美丽。但是感谢主，因为父的国降临的缘故，那就是人子的国。你看见吗？那个在地上神的旨意就能够通行了。所以到了千禧年的时候，千年国的时候，你看见这个祷告就完全应验了。所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹，读圣经，如果你仔细的读的话，这些话是非常非常清楚的。你看见吗？问题在哪里？ 我们的眼睛有问题。如果主为我们开了白内障的话，你看见这两个指头不是一个指头，你不光看见属地的部分，你不光看见以犹太人所看见，你不光看见达比所看见，你也看见 Reform 所看见。弟兄姊妹，你看见没有，那个是属天的国度，这是非常非常清楚的。所以有什么好争的呢？大家都是瞎子摸象。那个教会等于天国，对不对呢？因为教会里面都有一个生命的嘛，基督就是头嘛，他就是我们的王嘛。所以什么时候教会生活正常的时候，当然天国就在这里嘛，这不是天国的实际吗？所以你看，如果明白天国的奥秘的话，你把今天这种混乱的情绪完完全全的清楚了。但是不要忘记，神永远的旨意是教会，以色列只是神阶段性的旨意。
And we know the Jewish, they are only the stage, the fulfillment of the stage.
不要忘记，是根据某一个 stage, 某一个阶段的。
And it is according to the fulfillment of the different.
但神永远的旨意是什么？
But why is God eternal?
乃是他的教会。
And that is.
神永远的旨意是什么？
God eternal purpose.
乃是和主一同掌权。
And that is to reign with Him together.
那就是天国。
And that is the kingdom.
这是神的旨意。
There's a kingdom of heaven.
所以不要忘记了，虽然有天上的部分有地上的部分，在神心目中，他最看重乃天上的部分。弟兄姊妹，不要忘记那个地上的部分是有它的原因的，因为神的话不能够废去。所以你看见吗？它有属天的部分，有属地的部分，但神永远的旨意是靠着教会能够达到的。这一点非常非常的重要。我再举一个例子就可以结束我们这一堂的聚会了。
Another example. Before
we, 我举个例子，你们到纽约去。
When we go to New York,
你们知道纽约这个城啊，纽约这个市有五个 borough.
There are five boroughs in this New York City.
有五个 borough. 有 Manhattan.
They have Manhattan.
Manhattan 有 Queens 皇后区。
Queens,
然后 New Bronx. Yes. 然后 Staten Island, 然后 Brooklyn 有五个 borough.
There are five boroughs.
所以这个通都是纽约市。
And so this.Comprises the entire.
你说我到了纽约了。
So you say I've been to.
你可以住在 Queens。你也可以住在 Manhattan， 你可以住在别的地方。
And you can be in any of these five boroughs.
但是很有意思。你如果住在 Queens 的话。
And so if you dwell in Queens.
皇后区的话，它里面有个城叫做 Flushing， 比方说。
This place called the Flushing.
所以你写信的是 Flushing New York。
And so when you write a letter, the address is Flushing New York.
明白吗？但如果你住在 Manhattan 的话，
所以 your district is Manhattan，
那你不是写 Manhattan New York， 不是。
And then you cannot your district you cannot say Manhattan New York。
你是 New York New York。
You can only say New York New York。
换一句话说，
words,
在五个 borough 里面
，in this within these five boroughs，
Manhattan 代表了整个 New York City。
Manhattan represents the entire New York City。
Manhattan 真正的 New York。
Manhattan is the true New York。
但是不要忘记，整个的纽约市包含五个 boroughs。
But don't forget that New York City is made up of the five boroughs。
千禧年的时候
，during the millennium，
有两个 borough。
There are two boroughs.
一个是天上的，一个地上的。
One belongs to heaven, one belongs to the
earth. 但是不要忘记，
not...
天上的那个国度，
that compartment
属天的 compartment，
and that belongs to the heavenly
才是 kingdom of heaven proper， 才是天国的本部。
And that is the proper the kingdom of heaven.
要记得。所以主耶稣，你要进天国。
And so the Lord Jesus encourages that we may enter into the kingdom.
不是只就进弥赛亚国说的。
And that is not to enter into the Messiah.
有很多人现在就想搬家搬到以色列去了。
Many people like now to shift to Israel.
你搬到以色列也不会进去的。因为神呼召我们所进去那个国。
But what God has called us to enter into.
是属天的国。
That belongs to the heaven.
你们的义要胜过文士和法利赛人。
Your righteousness should exceed over the Pharisees.
考60分不及格，都不够的。
It's not enough for 60 marks.
考100分才可以。
You need 100 marks.
弟兄姊妹, 现在明白吗? 不错。 虽然将来的国度是分作属天的跟属地的,
the kingdom in future is divided into the heavenly part and the earthly part.
但是你讲到 eternal will of God, 讲的是永远的旨意,
but the moment we talk the eternal purpose of God,
那是属天的,
that belongs to the heavenly.
为什么?
Why?
因为那里天真的掌权,
and that truly is reigned by God.
我们这个麦子的生命真的长到丰满的地步,
that at that stage you can see the full grown life of the wheat.
不光我们有麦子的生命,
not only that we have the light of the wheat,
而且我们有麦子的丰富,
that we have the fullness of the wheat.
它是太阳,
that he is the sun.
我们发光也像太阳,
we can shine forth like the sun.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 这就是神最后的目的,
and that is God's last purpose.
那结果呢? 你看神就叫仇敌蒙羞,
that we can see that how God is going to,
那个都地和地上的国, and the, 地上的国要成为我主和我主基督的国,
because all the nations and the kingdoms of earth will belong to our Lord.
到了最后,
when it comes to the final part,
圣经告诉我, 你读哥林多书就很清楚,
and it's very clear, you can,
到了最末了的时候,
when it comes to the end,
我们的主就把国就交给父神,
and that he will hand over this kingdom unto the Father.
为什么?
Why?
因为经过这1000年,
after this 1000 years,
神最后的目的达到,
God has accomplished his final purpose.
所有蒙恩得救的人,
those that are saved by grace,
将来在新耶路撒冷,
that when they are in New Jerusalem,
都是那块宝石,
they are that precious stone,
都可以叫神得的荣耀,
they were able to allow God to have his glory.
所以弟兄姊妹,
and so brothers,
现在你明白吗?
So we understand now.
这就是主借的第二个比喻所启示给我们的。
And that is what Lord has used the parables to explain to us.
如果你看见这两个比喻的话,
and so you can see the parables.
我们的问题已经解决了, 天国是今天的,
and the kingdom belongs to present,
也是将来的,
also belongs to the future.
到了将来千禧年的时候,
and during the time of the millennium,
有地上的,
we have the earthy compartment,
也有天上,
we have the heavenly compartment,
有政治性的,
we have the political compartment,
有犹太色彩的,
we have filled with the
spirit, 有完全属灵的,
those belong to the
spirit, 两个都对,
they are all right.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你明白吗? 这是为什么马太福音13章是一把钥匙,
and so we can see Matthew 13 in fact is the key.
那24号你回来的时候,
when you return on the 24th,
我们要从马太福音很快地看到28章,
and that we are going to quickly scan through right up,
我们像蜻蜓点水一样点一下就可以了,
just like the dragonfly fly over the water.
那么然后呢, 你就会看见说, 整本的马太福音就告诉我们天国是怎么一回事,
and so you understand the entire Bible, the entire Matthew, what does it mean by the kingdom,
你就看见我们实在是有福的人,
and you can see indeed we are blessed.
我相信这个周末是个不白过的两个周末,
and so this is not a wasted weekend we have.
我们相信在勇士里面是闹得预备好了这个周末,
and Lord eternity God has actually destined.
你如果真的看见的话,
if you truly see that,
你就生活不一样了,
your life will be different.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见完完全全不一样了,
you will see the entire difference.
你看见主告诉我们说,
you can see what the Lord has said,
天国是努力的人进入,
and those who labor will be able to enter into the.
原文是你要用暴力才能够进入,
you have to use the
violence
to enter into.
但是不是对别人用暴力,
and that if you use violence on others,
需要用你自己用暴力,
that you have to labor yourself.
你知道为什么你属灵一直不进步吗?
You know why that you have no progress in the future.
You are so kind to yourself, 你对自己太仁慈了,
you have pampered yourself too much.
你怎么进天国呢?
How are you going to enter into the kingdom?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
主告诉我们说, 凡是舍己背起十字架的,
those who deny himself and take up the cross,
就是对自己用暴力,
and that is to use violence on you,
这些人就可以进去,
and these people will be able to enter into the kingdom.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
今天我们不能不讲国度的道理,
but today that we can't help but to touch.
如果你不讲这些的话,
if you don't touch,
大家都懒惰,
then you become very lazy.
我们反正上天堂嘛,
well, we are all going to heaven.
所以有一个人讲得很好,
and there's one person who has very,
他说我们所知道的恩典是廉价的恩典, 是cheap grace.
The grace we have is such a cheap grace.
其实我们的恩典是最 贵,
our grace is the most expensive.
我们的主在十字架上为我们付了最大的代价,
our Lord Jesus has paid the greatest price on the Calvary cross.
因着那个学费已经替我们缴了,
he has paid all the fees for us.
我们应该背起十字架来跟从他,
we need to take our cross and follow
him. 这样我们与他一同受苦,
then we can suffer with him together,
我们就要和他一同得荣耀,
then we can be able to receive the glory.
今天是眼泪,
now it's tears.
明天他的称赞，今天是十字架，明天就是冠冕。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天你被人欺负，但是感谢主，因为天国是公义的国。主不只擦干我们的眼泪，所有你的委屈你看见通通要成为过去。所以弟兄姊妹，就是这个缘故，主把这样荣耀的真理放在我们
的手里。
我相信这个就是主借着马太十三章所要告诉我们
的。
我要再说弟兄姊妹，这一章圣经是一把钥匙，给我们看见什么是国度。那下礼拜二呢，主若愿意我们的话，我们稍微再深入一点，什么叫做背起，怎样才背起，我们是不是要一同经过大灾难才背
起。
那你看见主的话很清楚的，那么我们就会明白，那么到底什么是奖赏，什么叫黑暗里哀哭切齿，难道我们失去我们的救恩吗？不会的，我们永远不会失去救恩，但是我们会失去救恩的喜乐。
The joy of salvation.
你今天犯罪
Today you sin.
你看你和主的交通就断绝了
God will be cut off.
你仍旧上天堂
True, you still go to heaven.
但是因为你与主的交通隔绝了
Because of the fellowship of God is separated.
你好像在黑暗里哀哭切齿一样
See that you are sharing and grant peace.
不知道那一天，你现在就这样了
Even now you are undergoing that.
感谢主，有一条恢复的路
There is a road of recovery.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So you can see that verse.
那么什么今天到到底我们在国度里面是一个什么样的情形？我们什么样才能进国度呢？那国度也是我们的奖赏。所以主怎么说呢？你们这小群，你们不要 little flock， 你们不要害怕。因为父乐意把他的国赐给你们，所以天国是我们的赏赐。邻里贫穷的有福了，他们是最穷的也是最富的，因为天国是他们的。那弟兄姊妹，什么叫天国的赏赐？保罗为什么说他已经有看见有冠冕了，有公义的冠冕为他存留？弟兄们，既然讲的国度，既然是讲的赏赐，我们已经有恩典了，我们都得救了，我们有没有得胜呢？今天我们都蒙恩得救了，我们有基督的生命，感谢主，一切都是生命。但是也给我们看见说，国度乃是赏赐，祷告不只要得答应，
Not only that our prayer will be answered，
祷告还要得赏赐。
You know that our prayer, we must in order.
有的祷告你会祷告，
Sometimes we need, you know how to pray.
因为你祷告主就听你的祷告，
The Lord listens to your prayer.
但有的祷告
But sometimes
你不会祷告，
You know how to pray.
那个祷告
That prayer.
主没有听你的祷告，
God didn't listen to your prayer.
但那个祷告主给你赏赐。
But God has reward you.
所以弟兄姊妹，明白吗？我们每次祷告只想着主答应我们。
Most of the time when we pray, we say, God listen to our prayer.
你不知道一个祷告跟得赏赐有关系。
We forget that there's one prayer that has something to do with reward.
所以感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
一面是生命的。
One on the one hand is.
一面是国度的。
One is kingdom.
有四本福音书。
And there are four gospels.
约翰福音。
We have the John Gospel.
信子的就得永生。
And those who believe the Son will be saved.
你看见吗？你一得重生就进入神的国。
The moment you are saved, you enter into the kingdom of God.
这是生命。
And that's life.
为什么有马太、马可、路加呢？
Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
因为这三卷福音书
in this three gospels,
乃是给我们看见国度的福音。
In order for us to see the gospel of the kingdom.
所以请记得
and let's remember this.
读到约翰福音，那个福音是生命的福音。
And we know the gospel of John is the gospel of life.
是恩典的福音。
It's the gospel of
life. 你什么都不做，你就已经进去了。
You will be able to enter.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
进天国是努力人才能进去的。
And those who labor, then they will be able to enter.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起他十字架来跟从我。
Those who want to follow must deny himself and take the cross and follow me.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？主给我们四本福音书。
God has given us four gospels.
一面是生命，
one on the one hand is life.
一面是国度，
one on the one hand is the kingdom.
很可惜， 我们一直讲生命，生命恩典，恩典。
Our emphasis is only about grace of our life.
我们就放松了。
That we are relaxed.
我们没有向着标杆直跑。
That we have not pressed towards the mark.
保罗说，我乃是竭力向着标杆直跑。
But Paul says, I have labored and pressed towards the mark.
忘记背后，努力面前。
Forget the back and you press forward.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，保罗已经六十岁了。
No, Paul was already at the
age. 年轻人可以在这奔跑了。
We know that for young people, they.
但是不，他仍旧往前跑。
But he still can sprint towards the mark.
他要寻到了。
Because he's about.
他告诉提摩太说。
When he tells Timothy.
你把那几本书回拿了带给我。
All those books can you bring to me?
弟兄姊妹，他要寻到了。
You know that he's about to master.
他还要追求吗？还是要看书吗？你明天要上断头台了，你还有信心读书吗？弟兄姊妹，保罗追求到最后一分钟的，他知道没有多久他要寻到
了。
但是弟兄姊妹，他可以告诉提摩太说，请你把那些书带给我。所以弟兄姊妹，我想是很清楚很清楚。
I believe that it's very clear.
这告诉我们什么？
This tells us.
这就告诉我们说，
This tells us.
就是除了生命之外，
Despite life,
还有国度。
There is kingdom.
一面是生命的呼召，
And we know, on the one hand, the calling of life.
另外一方面是国度的呼召。
And the other hand is the calling.
你怎么知道有国度的呼召？
How do we know there is a kingdom?
这是帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们。
This is recorded in First Thessalonians.
不光如此。
Not only that.
我们如果与主一同受苦的话。
So if we were to suffer together with Christ.
我们就配得神天，配得他的国度。
And so we will be worthy of his kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers.
今天你上天堂。
Today we enter into the kingdom.
有基督的生命就可以了。
Not only that we have the life of
Christ. 今天你进天国。
Today that we enter.
要看我们到底配还是不配，所以这是太大的一件事情。我想我们不能随便的就这样过去。好了，我想我们这一堂就说到这里。